Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, good Monday, everyone. Welcome in. Tan, fit, ready to go. Well, some of those categories, the Dom Giordano Show. Thanks for all the good wishes the last few days. We had a great time in Wildwood. I'll tell you about the big hills there in government. We kind of talked about that last week. And thanks to all that are now celebrating June 22nd is Dom Giordano Day. Okay, so we'll get to that as the show progresses. Wanted to settle one thing, though. I wish I could have just jumped on. I'd like to have a hookup wherever I am for a few minutes to rant about these weasels, University of Pennsylvania weasels, I get it. But Temple University weasels, they last week, both of them, but particularly Temple, pulled, and I don't have, as we come on air, how much exactly they contribute. But they pulled whatever they do contribute to the Philadelphia Police Foundation. You go on their website, you'll see a long opener talking about the horror of what was done to George Floyd. And then as you move down the page of the Philadelphia Police Foundation, which is not the FOP, it's a different private outfit. First thing there, funding for anti-bias training. Next, you'll see things about the surviving children of cops who fall in the line of duty protecting us. What a bunch of virtue-signaling weasels up and down the line. Just incredible that they engage in this type of nonsense. You know, they think you won't know. If I didn't dig it out, you'll think, well, you know, you're pro-police, I get it, but you'll think, well, they did that because they're following the mob and it's anti-police. Imagine. Anti-bias training is what they fund for the Philadelphia Police, among other things. Minuscule amount of money. I don't know if it's $10,000. It might not even be that for these big universities, right? And yet they have the nerve to jump in there and to virtue signal up and down the line. You weasels. We have a great side question today to kind of take my mind off that in the world of sports, which I want to get to in a moment. And I'm getting a haircut tomorrow. We'll get to that today. Oh, the preparation. I'm a little bit unclear, though. Dan, are the signals still up in Philadelphia? Are we still green? You're in downtown Philadelphia. Here in the Dom Dome, it looks green. So I can get a haircut, a legal haircut tomorrow, not like some people going to a speakeasy barbershop.
You're not going to go underground?
Nope, I did not do that. You saw me. Ro cut the back of my head a couple times. That was it. Still looked great.
Yeah, questionable.
Go take a look at it on that Dan Crenshaw tape. Boy, did I slick that hair into place with that. It was incredibly
long.
Difficult.
Yeah, kind of almost on the mullet side of things.
Oh, it's no mullet. There's no mullet involved. All right, go to that at the station Facebook page, 1210 WPHT. You will see there's no mulleting. My hair never goes into a mullet. I will not allow it. No, there's no mullet. All right, so Bill, get me in earlier tomorrow than noonish. How am I going to get there by that? Oh, I'll get there. Okay. Now, back to what's going on here. The couple things. World of sports. Now, I love the world of sports, as you know, without a doubt. World of sports coming back. Our side question today, in fact, for the Dom Time 2020 calendar is going to be simply your all-time favorite sports movie. Dan had a whole array of things lined up until we were cut short by the pandemic. We were actually going to do a field of 16. I'll say mine is the Natural. I'm not going to take a big one, Mount Rushmore, off. I love the Natural. I love that final scene. Can you imagine in the book, Malamud, who wrote The Natural, had him striking out? Oh, my God. I told that to Roe. Roe must have a happy ending. One of these days, we're going to do a great film that has either a mixed or not a happy ending. Kind of like The Sopranos. I don't believe Tony is killed in The Sopranos. The guy had a members-only jacket on and all that. I believe they survived sort of the happy family together. I don't believe he was killed in that restaurant.
Yeah.
When that cut to black, though, people went nuts. They want to know the ending. Yeah,
it's kind of a good ending, though, if you're anti-mafia, right?
I think it's a very good ending. But this idea that you need a happy ending. So it is a happy ending to The Natural. I mean, it's two happy endings. It's the ball field happy ending, then the personal happy ending.
I just don't feel like sports movies really work if at the end the team that you want to win doesn't win.
Yes, I can't think of one. I'm hoping that
Rudy
doesn't.
I can't think of one either.
I don't like Rudy. I've really become anti-Rudy. I'm hoping Rudy doesn't get on the field. That's how much every time I'm saying, Dan Devine, don't let him in. Don't put him out there. Okay. I think that really happened, by the way. Dan, what's your favorite sports film?
I'm going to take the best off the board, the most accurate, with the best actor, John Candy, that being Cool Runnings.
I like Cool Runnings a lot. Yeah, I don't think it's the best, but that's a very, very funny, good one.
It's up there on my Mount Rushmore with Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, and here's the reason I mention it right out of the box, because I think it's fine. There are messages through sports about achievement, about resiliency, about, you know, things that stir us, not just the, and I'm not, sports is not just entertainment, it's more than that. But what's going on in the world of sports now? Two developments. So in this big soccer game, every female on both teams, I guess it was over the weekend, Challenge Cup, this, that, yada, Roddy, they all took a knee. They all took a knee. So a guy who covers it, an analyst for CBS, I believe, tweets out, then withdraws the tweet. You know, it would be a real act of courage now to stand for the national anthem. Think about that. I think he's right. I think when we see the NFL, if we do see the NFL, or when we see the NBA, and I'll get to the NBA in a moment, you're going to see 90% or more take a knee. And they're going to do it, well, we're not doing Kaepernick, it's because of the knee and Floyd and all that. They're going to try to rope-a-dope it that way. And there's going to be a backlash, a pro-Trump backlash on this, as I think is developing. The other thing is NBA players, when the NBA starts their tournament, this abbreviated schedule, what they're putting together, they're going to be allowed, not only allowed, they force the NBA to do this, to wear social justice messages on the back of their jersey rather than the name. Now, I don't know if it's a social justice message with Ben Simmons that he can't shoot a foul shot. He may cost me money by the end of the year, by the way. I had a bet with a boss out there about that. But will the NBA allow an NBA player to wear a message on the back that says, free Hong Kong, or free the Uyghurs in China, the group that's repressed there in slave labor camps? Nike's involved with this. Has there ever been a worse, in my mind, organization that plays off phony controversies and yet manufactures its clothes in places that are this repressive? So if you don't put a social message on there, you can just imagine. Suppose you put a pro-Second Amendment. Suppose you put a pro-life message. Or suppose you did the worst of all. You said, free Hong Kong, or I stand with Hong Kong. I don't think the NBA is going to allow that. Any player that did that, unless they were tremendous, would be out. The cancel mob would be after them. So I'd love to get you on board. Sports coming back. but it's going to be a negative. There are actually people saying, writing columns today, saying sports should not come back because they don't want athletes distracted from the social justice message, and they don't want you to follow sports or people to follow sports, translation, the mob in many cases, and be distracted from what's going on right now, which is to tear down everything. All right, and we have the big mask controversy. I want to play you Nancy Pelosi. Got a lot to say about the mask. Now, I'm a fan of the mask for myself, but Nancy Pelosi in this is talking yesterday on ABC about mandating the use of masks across the country. Joe Biden says he would sign an executive order to do that. And as I understand this, they want this to be, I know in Miami and places in Florida, they want this to be not just when you're in a business, and a business has a right to mandate that you wear a mask. I mean, I agree with that. I also think places that are cutting back on bars right now in the reopening are smart. This is where, you know, the reopening has not been a failure. We knew there would be some of this going on. And what has to happen then is the areas that are hot spots when you reopen, they have to be curtailed, like bars. I think that's reasonable. But this idea that masks must be mandatory, in other words, whenever you're out of your house, you have to wear a mask. This is just bridges way too far. We got some Mike Pence over the weekend talking about the mask and saying the mask is a safety thing, not just for the people around you, but also for you potentially. But listen to Pelosi and Biden executive order about the mask.
Is it time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country?
Oh, I definitely long overdue for that. And my understanding that the Centers for Disease Control has recommended the use of masks, but not required it because they don't want to offend the president. And the president should be example. You know, real men wear masks. Be an example to the country and wear the mask. Not only it's not about protecting yourself, it's about protecting others.
All right. Now, Dan, you know, I can't say I'm as lofty of a media perch as George Stephanopoulos. But could we lock things down more? You know, people are hearing this, the mask, and we don't want to wear a mask inside. They're talking about, as I understand it, I listened to this carefully, they're saying to wear the mask in public, not just inside. Am I right about that? That's what's going on here, right?
Seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. Just lock it down. Ro had the view on while we were down the shore, and they're cackling on back and forth about these people in Broward County who were erupting over having to wear the mask. Well, they were making it seem like this is when you're going inside a business or a church or whatever, as opposed to they're passing stuff that's mandatory to wear the mask wherever you are. Well, that is a huge, huge difference, is it not? 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. We'll get you on board. At the end of your call, just hit me with your all-time favorite sports film. We have the Dom Time 2020 calendar ready to go. The Natural's off. Cool Runnings is off. There's got to be 50 of them, though, that should be top of mind. Just make your case. Why is that the favorite sports film? And I have mixed feelings about sports coming back. You know, the knee-taking, the anthem, the Eagles, the NBA, and the stuff on the back of the shirt. LeBron James, seeing it over the weekend, the prattling on with LeBron James, ridiculous. He was one of the principal figures that told us, shut up about China. So will the NBA, social justice, I would say imprisoning millions of people, the Uyghurs, Hong Kong, can you wear that on your jersey? Or would the NBA say no? It's just got to be Black Lives Matter. Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Good Monday. Good to be back with you. So as I said, this battle, you know, and again, if you're going to have the battle, let's tighten it up. It appears to be, I think it is, over mandatory mask wearing in places in Florida. We've seen this, meaning in public at all times, not just in, well, in Philadelphia, they're requiring it now too, even though there's no law. It's a requirement. Biden talking about an executive order. Culturally, let's go to the mask. No, we want to get out of, once we get out of this, having to wear a mask in indoor places, not just outdoor. But it's raging right now because they feel this is a pushback. They have Trump cornered on this, and this battle will continue over this, and it's going to maybe have fewer people wear the mask in the appropriate spots than would ordinarily wear it. And that's not a good thing, not at all. All right, over the weekend, the thing that jumped out at me that really is incredible is that we've seen protesters now. They didn't exactly go to the suburbs. We've been talking about this. But they're after the mayor of St. Louis, who went after, and I believe is a Democrat, who went after the people that are causing havoc in St. Louis, not just statues, but violence, etc. So where she lives, her neighborhood, I'm not sure if she's in a gated community or not, but she's in a neighborhood like that, okay? Somewhat in a place like that. And in that neighborhood, they had to go through a gate. Now, the Washington Post says St. Louis couple points guns at peaceful crowd of protesters calling for the mayor to resign. Now, you may have seen this over the weekend. I'd love to get your reaction. I have one, but I'd like to hear you. I have two or three. So you have a husband and wife. The peaceful protesters think, even if this is in the city, which it appears to be, I'm not sure about that. There's disputed stuff. It looks suburban. The headline is, now the peaceful protesters are headed to the nice neighborhoods. They're headed to the suburbs. They were in Beverly Hills chanting through the streets over the weekend, eat the rich, eat the rich. So it says private street, and there's a gate there. It's a gated community, if you will. Now, I'm not a fan of gated communities, but seems as if we're coming to that. So the protesters go through this gated community, through the gate, about 500 of them. And when they do, they're met in front of this mansion. It is a mansion, five stories, by a husband and wife. Dan, you have not seen this photo yet?
No, I have not, no.
Pull it up, because I think you'll want to comment on the fashion wear, particularly the husband. He's got a pink shirt on, no shoes, and Dockers. The wife has something you would see like a suburban matron look. Here, it appears that the two of them might be big-time lawyers in St. Louis. So the mob is now calling upon them to be canceled, go after their kids, their parents, capitalism, go after everything imaginable. They're public enemy number one. Coming on air today, there were close to 9 million views of this. The other observation I have is these two shouldn't be around a weapon, particularly the wife. The way she's pointing her pistol is not, first of all, they're not taking any cover with a mob there. The other guy looks to have something, some kind of long gun that is semi-automatic, something like that. And they are protecting their mansion, though. And these people are trespassing. These people have come through a gate of a gated community because they're protesting the mayor. But you know what they're doing. They want to bring it home to the suburbs. Yeah, you see what I mean?
I finally found the photo, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the fashion sense. Let's start with the guy. See what I
picture? It looks like he just came off the golf course.
Yes. And the wife has one of those expensive things in those shops that Roe would never buy anything from. They're horrible looking, you know. The two of them are big-time lawyers in St. Louis. And they trace them because they restored this mansion to like Louis the 14th levels. So that's all going on. And it is pretty incredible to see this viral shot there. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. Notice what they're doing with their weapons, too. They're not in the proper way to use these effectively. They're not taking cover. They look kind of ridiculous with the weapons. Do you agree, Dan?
Oh, holy, yeah.
Yeah. They, what would happen is they might fire and hit a few people, but then they'd be overrun. You know, you have a mob of 500 people. But the Washington Post and New York Times don't want to tell people that this is a gated community. They came through this gate that says private street on it. And you have this mansion there, looking for the mayor's house, I guess. So they figure they're the so-called peaceful protesters, signs and everything else, they don't matter to them. They're coming through, and that's it. You know, they just are going to barge right through and do whatever they want. So if you've seen that photo, I'd love to hear from you. My reaction, all of the above, including how ridiculous this couple looks, as far as, I don't think they're menacing, but they're being made as public enemy number one now because they are protecting their property. What a novel concept. So they're supposed to let the mob maybe decide to deface or attack their mansion if they feel like it, the peaceful protesters. Just think of the definition of peaceful. When you see private street with a gate and you just go right through the gate, and it's not a little gate. I mean, it's a, you know, high gate that you have to open or break somehow or another to get through there. It's a gated community of a sort. And this is one of the ways in. Is that peaceful? Do you really think you have the right on that private property to just walk on board? Is that a peaceful action? If I have a gated community, live in one. I don't know if we have people that do that. I mean, I don't like the gated community idea, but if that's your thing, you have a right to it, it's legal, and someone's coming through the gate. You say, oh, these people probably mean no harm. This is all good. There's no problem with this.
Isn't this the reason why you live in a gated community?
Yes, exactly. Exactly right. So instead of having private security there or allowing people to just come and, you know, go up against their mansion and do whatever, suppose they wanted to spray paint their mansion. Well, you're supposed to put up with that. That's peaceful because it's not attacking you. Private property is out. It is one of the most ludicrous looking photos of this couple.
It's Sparky on Twitter makes a good point, Dom. He says, seriously, Dom, complaining they didn't dress properly for an invasion?
Well, wait a minute. I'm not saying they didn't dress properly. I'm saying, come on, let's not be silly. I said, look at, it's not that they're in their pajamas or anything. I'm saying this is the epitome, the Dockers and the pink shirt. You know what I mean? You said it. It looks like the guy just came from a golf course. This is a certain sort of suburbanite. And these suburbanites, though, were not going to buy into trust the mob, 500 people that are coming up your private street. I think they had every right to defend their property, particularly in a gated community. Now they want them canceled. They want them charged with threatening people. There's just no sense here. There are certain places that are private property. You can't go on that property. They didn't fire on them. To the best of my knowledge, they didn't threaten to fire, but they were standing there pointing their weapons. So is that illegal? I don't know under the laws of Missouri. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. All right, let me go to Frank in Chester County. Hey, Frank, good morning. Welcome in.
Hey, Don, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Frank.
Hey, I agree with you. I agree with you. Those people did have their right to defend that property because they probably have the ownership of the land that's in that community as well as their own lot.
Yes, so, I'm sure they do. That's what a gated community is. Sure.
Right. And I lived in one years ago, so I kind of understand that. And, you know, a lot of them have electric, things to get in and out with the card key and all that stuff. So if you crash that gate, you're basically trespassing.
Yeah, and you potentially are a threat to me. If you're coming inside a gated community and there are 500 people, I see that as threatening behavior.
I live in rural Chester County, and if they came on my property, my shotgun's coming out.
Well,
no question.
Joe Biden would endorse that. I guess he's shotguns are okay. What's your sports film?
Brian song. It's so appropriate right now.
Ah, that is a very good one for obvious reasons. That's exactly right. Brian Piccolo, Gale Sayers. Great sports film, particularly now. And a message of brotherhood across racial lines, etc. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Frank. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. If you've seen the photo, we'd love to hear from you. It is, I'm not mocking their dress under assault. I'm just saying it looks preposterous, you know, to be standing there in this situation. Then you realize it's a gated community with cathedral ceilings and Louis XIV. It looks like it would be $3 to $5 million easily, the renovation, the pictures you see. At least $3, maybe $5 million.
Look, I'm completely fine with mocking their wear because nobody should ever wear a pink polo tucked into khaki pants.
And no shoes. Well, maybe the shoes. Maybe they didn't know the mob was coming. I think her outfit probably is expensive, too. It looks horrible.
I think her outfit's fine.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I just think his with the pink polo and the whole tucking in and, yeah.
The glasses, too. Do they look like glasses you put on when you're going to fire a weapon? That's what I thought they might be, like goggles. Yeah, it's gone viral for obvious reasons. Are there people out there saying, you know what? I didn't know that. The media didn't tell me, Dom. It's a gated community. That makes a big difference. Certainly a huge difference. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. We'll get you on board. So this St. Louis area couple protecting their home now under assault nationwide. And I know you can say, well, just buck up, don't up. They go after everything, though. It is unrelenting. This is their sport. This is what they live for, the mob. So they'll go after your business, social circles, anything imaginable. Okay? And it's unrelenting because they're in basements. This is what they get off on. They don't do anything else. It's all part of the statue coming down, the celebration around that. But what the media is not saying about this couple is that it's a gated community. I'm looking at a picture of the gate. 500 people just coming through there into a gated community. I don't know why they didn't have security. Maybe they did, and they decided to stand down simply because they're afraid of getting into trouble. They're going after the mayor of St. Louis, apparently, over what she's doing back and forth with Black Lives Matter, and other activists. All right, now one more thing on the mask thing. Will Bunch, writing in today's Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer, he says the mask is about white supremacy, that you have a lot of white people that don't want to wear them because mainly this is affecting people across racial lines, killing them. The startling thing happening right now about what's happening with this spike in coronavirus is that it is not deadly in the numbers that we have seen before. In other words, these are real outbreaks of this, as to be expected with reopening, but they're not deadly. Some of it Mike Pence talked about yesterday. A lot of it are people under 35 or certainly under 40. Some of it not nursing home related. So it's a curious thing. Now, not that it's not dangerous, not that anybody that contracts it still might die, but that seems to be a different metric we see out there. So here's the question. Is the reopening a failure because we've seen in some places, fair number of places, an uptick in the numbers? Or, as I would put it, this was to be expected. Now, what the plan is, what the game plan is, when you see where the difficulty is, then you try to tailor your approach rather than going back to a full lockdown, which I read over the weekend, even Governor Wolf doesn't want to do that. What you do is you try to maneuver, say, bars. Allegheny County apparently is going to crack down on bars here in Pennsylvania. If that's the epicenter of where this is. Now, no one's going to crack down, though, on the protest march or the gay pride marches yesterday, 50 years of that celebration. Nobody's going to say anything about that, even if it points toward that with these numbers of young people under 35 that are contracting it. They're looking at beaches. They're looking at fireworks exhibits and all that. But this is something where you have people that don't want to be consistent. All right, let me go to Jack in Cherry Hill. Jack's next with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Dom Giordano, the classic Coke of Philadelphia radio.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You just get better every year. So the reason I was calling is because two things. Number one, I think that these protests, the cancel culture people are like chihuahuas. Yip, 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 yip. And they run at you when you walk by, but there's nothing to them. The 95% of people don't agree with them, but they're so dang loud they get everyone's attention. So my
problem, Jack, before you get to that question is, though, the person being confronted, you're right, it is in their interest to tough it out. The problem is they go after everything around you, and those people can't take it because they're not directly involved, and that's where this breaks down. That's what the issue is.
And you're right. And actually, so to your point, recognizing what I said, but then recognizing your point that the person in that moment, I have a question. I'm like one of those problem-solving kind of people. And I look around and I think of, like, we do fire drills before the fire happens. And when you get on an airplane, before anything goes wrong, they tell you how to use the safety vest. Or when the town used to have a fire 100 years ago, they formed the fire brigade before the fire ever started. So my question is, for us, whether it's a person, one person in a workplace or a business in the community or whoever, what do we do in advance? What kind of conversations are out there? How do we prepare? What is the strategy on our mind that in advance we're ready for it? And maybe we're ready to lock arms and help the next person.
That is a great
point. Together.
That is a great point. That would defeat it.
That's
exactly right. That's what the thought process has to be. What's your film?
Hoosiers. I got to be Hoosiers. Come on. That's like the granddaddy of them all, isn't it?
Just saw it the other night, and it's based on a true story. Love Hoosiers. Gene Hackman, Barbara Hershey. I forget who plays Jimmy. Hey, Dan, there's a point in Hoosiers. We were watching it the other night. That's definitely the leader in the clubhouse, where Gene Hackman, the coach, says, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to trick him. Jimmy is this otherworldly jump shooter scorer for the small-town Hoosiers, and we're not going to give it to him. We're going to fake it to him and have somebody else wide open shoot. And the whole team rejects him right there. And I'm watching it telling Roe, the team was right. You go to the guy who's the shooter. It's your job to get him open. He shoots it. No trickery. He's going to shoot it, and he's going to make it. It's a great point in Hoosiers. All right, so I like that. That's
one of
our leaders. Anybody on at Dom Show 1210 on Twitter?
Oh, a lot of activity already, Dom. Someone said The Blind Side. That's from Sid.
Yep.
Cinderella Man from Danny D. And I'll throw another Indiana one out there. Breaking Away comes from Mark Wisniewski.
You know, I've never watched that, but you have touted that, right?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah, I got to watch that. I have not, and I put it down before and never did it.
It's really sewn into the culture of IU at this point, Indiana University, my alumnus.
Right.
It's like in Breaking Away, there's a big scene where they go out to a quarry and go swimming. And like when I was there, we were still doing that kind of thing. It was really the culture of IU, and it was really important for any student to see it. But it's really just a really good movie for anybody.
All right, 855-839-1210. You can get on board at the end of your call. Just hit us with that. So we have the St. Louis couple. We have the mask wars. And again, media not clarifying to people. They're acting like people are yo-yos. They don't want to wear a mask anywhere. Where the battle in Florida and some of those town halls and all that was about mandatory mask wearing whenever you're outside your house. The St. Louis couple are in a gated community. They have legal weapons. They're both lawyers. Their fashion choices are right out of a stereotypical catalog to me. The pink polo shirt and the Dockers. Take that. Boy, I can imagine the protesters with that. And 500 protesters go through the gate of the gated community. We think the security maybe stood down or whatever. So now they're public enemy number one because they defended their mansion. Yeah, it is a mansion. By the way, coming up, the latest in real estate, a term that you can't use, but a golf tournament that's going to continue to use it, and it's going to make people like CBS and the PGA Tour very, very uncomfortable. I'll explain with Dom next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, good Monday, everyone. It is Dom time. 855-839-1210. You get a line. Okay. So, Masters. That's the term. Master bedroom. Now, Houston's a big, big player, real estate. I'm not sure how many. I don't know the Philadelphia. Maybe somebody. Look, we have people in Philadelphia real estate. Can you say master bedroom anymore? So now it's got to be primary bedroom. Okay, I get the reference given the situation we're in, and this has come up before with Master, but then I see, and in that one, it's getting close to maybe a secondary meaning of the term that gets too close to slavery. But Master Sommelier, you know, the idea that you, or even getting your master's degree.
How about a master key?
Right. Or how about the Masters? Is the Masters, you know, antebellum South, the old Augusta, they didn't have a woman even. Condoleezza Rice, I think, was their first member, all that battle. But the Masters is not about that. It's about mastery. This is a perfect example now of a word that in almost any context, mastery, should be acceptable. It doesn't impinge, it doesn't get into the Venn diagram of master and slave and all the rest of it. So the real estate people, it's one thing. Now you're going to start to see the word master, to master something, to be taken out of bounds. That's where we're headed. And I love words. And these wars on words, the nonsense going on with this is just ridiculous. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and we'll get you on board. At the end of your call, just hit us with your all-time favorite sports movie. Leader in the clubhouse, probably right now I'd have to say, is Hoosiers.
Two great ones out of the box. I mean, Brian's Song is a great answer.
Yeah, Brian's Song would be a great one at this point too. So all throughout the show, Dom Time 2020 calendar, you get with that. All right, here's a report. I think this was at the Federalist. I got this over the weekend. This is a breakdown of how much damage we've seen by looting. It takes a look at America's 20 largest metro areas. Looting costs exceeded $400 million from the first weekend of rioting, according to a new report. This includes property damage, lost inventory, reconstruction cost. The study did not assign any cost to peaceful protests or demonstrations. The estimates are based on observed patterns of looting in the 20 largest metro areas across the country. They didn't estimate cost in smaller metro areas that may have experienced looting. The estimates do not include cost to state or local governments that experienced property damage or incurred increased emergency services cost. According to an approximation given by Property Claim Services, damage incurred by riots in just Minnesota could total more than $25 million. Look, you saw it here in Philadelphia. You saw Walnut Street, okay? And you had to have a sense with Walnut Street, you were looking at $1 million in damages there in one way or another, just in that one foray in Philadelphia, right? So this guesstimate, $400 million across the country. And that's just the one weekend, the major weekend of this. How's that going to be? Well, insurance will just cover it, will they? Does insurance, we're waiting to see. Do they say, hey, you want to shop in a place like Walnut Street in Philadelphia? Your insurance rates, if you get them, are going to double or triple. I'm waiting for those reports to see what happens to those businesses. People think these are just absorbed. When someone absorbs them, it comes from something else. Yeah, how about chess masters? Okay? There's another one that is not related in any way. If you want to say master bedroom, like you have a master and then someone subservient, I think you're stretching it. But chess masters, master's degree, the Masters golf tournament. So if the Masters, and in the past, they've never relented, will not relent and change the title of it from the Masters to the primary tournament, what's CBS going to do? What Jim Nance and these guys going to do? Are they going to say, well, see you later to the Masters? Because I don't think the Masters is going to relent on this. But this surge is just another example of taking a perfectly innocent word and corrupting it, pulling it into this whole discussion. By the way, Dan, I got another email from a person. Stop talking about how this couple was dressed. Oh, come on now. Is this the fun police? When you see a confrontation like this, you see a guy there in Dockers and a pink polo shirt, of course we're going to have fun with it. I still think the wife's outfit, too, is exactly what I would expect. This is like a castle, and instead of being in, you know, I guess if they had been in fatigues or something else, it might have been more ludicrous. It's also the way that she is pointing her weapon. I don't think really scares anybody. Maybe it should scare people that are around. I'd love to get you in if you happen to see that photo, though. And again, media doesn't want to say 500 people go through a gate. Okay? Yeah, well, when they go through that gate of a gated community, I think they're there to cause potential damage. At least I think that's a reasonable thing to suspect.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.